This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car. And that doesn't matter what it is, whatever it may be, we can help you, whether it's the list you got from the dealer or that ongoing debate about how often you're supposed to do your oil change. And, you know, I teased a little bit last week, $125 and $250 for, quote, the same oil change. Is there really a difference? Yeah, there is. We could talk about that. You know, most of the time we're talking about mechanical repair. Bumper Bumper Radio is made up of mostly auto repair shops. When you think of auto repair, you think of mechanics and oil changes and struts and brakes. But there's that occasional guy that I think on average every 7 years we need to see, and that's your body shop. So we've got Shane Orlando from Orlando Auto Body in today. Shane, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming, and we are happy to have Orlando Auto Body on board. You got five locations serving mostly the East Valley, 40th Street and I-10. We've got Gilbert, we've got Mesa, Scottsdale and Thomas. We've got some coverage. So if you've had an accident, maybe your car's in a body shop right now and you've got some questions. How does that process work? What happens? There's a lot that goes on before your car even gets to the body shop. And you can control a lot of that stuff. You need to be in control of that so you end up at the right body shop. So you need to know what to do when you have an accident. So we can help you walk through that today or anything you want to talk about. And it's easy. You just got to give us a call. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. So Shane, happy to have you in. We got to chat a lot this morning before the show, and we're the same age. We both started off about the same, some stubborn kind of gearheads and guys working in the industry. You know, I was twisting wrenches, but you were sanding fenders and painting hot rods. And then I think you just kind of figured out you could do it yourself and do a better job of doing that for people as well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a long time ago, back in 87. And I kind of willed it all to happen, which is a hard way to start a business.
Right.
Share a little bit of that. I had a passion for cars and for making things look good and repairing things. And so that's what we did. And that's how we got started.
Well, you know, the today's business leaders, or if you went and got your master's or you went to ASU, which I never did, or went to college for that matter, they're going to teach you about business. And I just heard you say that for the time. I willed it that way. They would say that's a crazy way to look at business. But I got to tell you, when I started out the same thing, I'm more of the build and they shall come. I didn't have a business plan. My business plan was to do good work. That's what you got to do, right?
Yeah, it was jump off the cliff and build your parachute on the way down.
Well, yeah, but part of doing that successful parachute, it wasn't some business plan from the ivory tower of the consultant. It was Shane's hard work, doing a good job, and getting referrals to grow the business.
Absolutely.
I mean that's really how I view it is coming in. Carrie, you got always.
Yeah, can I weigh in? Because
you may.
Way back when I painted a flame paint job on my Roadrunner.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to ask Shane, what was the early cool car that you worked on? If you can remember.
Well, I bought an old Toyota was the first car I bought. And
sure.
It was when I was 15 and I was a carpenter at the time. And so, I fixed it up on my own and I made it a convertible. It was back when the lower truck thing was.
Okay, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so that was a fun car. And then I'd had a Willys Jeep after that.
Nice.
And then, of course, then I was fortunate enough to do a bunch of really cool cars for customers.
You know? Yeah, some of the Chevelles and stuff we were talking about. But that's funny, Carrie. I was going to tease Shane at first because he said, what's a cool car? He says Toyota. I'm thinking, why did you get some Corolla here? Yeah. Yeah, but now that gave me that flashback.
That image,
it was funny. Last night I was looking at some reels and it came up like this group in California. It's all these these guys, probably our age too, they're stuck like in the 80s and 90s with the lowered, you know, the mini trucks.
Yeah, it's come back.
The Nissans. And I remember we used to put the Mercedes hubcaps on the Nissan truck, and everybody had the lowered mini trucks. So
it doesn't matter where you find your passion, but if you lean into it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you had the passion there, and you've got, I think maybe the leadership skills, you've had other businesses that you're in, but ultimately came back to the body shop and now have really, I mean, Orlando Auto Body has been around in some existence for 37 years, I think you said,
That's right, yeah.
But the main, now this group of five locations has really come back on in the last about eight or nine years.
8 to 10 years, yeah. We made a push to grow it into other locations throughout the valley and to serve more people, yeah.
Right, and been successful. And I think part of your success is, I mean, you go read your reviews, good work, quality work. Maybe it takes a little bit longer, but that's because you're, I want to say, the advocate for the customer. And you really need to have that in a body shop. The insurance companies, you got to remember, it is your insurance company, and you want to, you know, people think, oh, I have a claim, or, you know, once you have a claim's a claim. It's just the check mark in the box, you've had one. So now you've got to make sure your car's getting fixed right. I mean, we all know the insurance companies aren't out there, just like the casinos. They don't want to give the money away. They have to give some away, but their idea is to keep a lot of it. So is there something, I mean, what can people do? Or I know we talked about how they write estimates really short. A lot of people are cashing out right now. I mean, what are some of the things we can...
Well, yeah, and tell listeners. In their defense, right, there's likely a lot of shops out there that are doing unethical things, and so their job is to make sure that what they're paying for is getting done, and then you know, over years it becomes, well, then what can we not pay for, and, you know, why do we have to pay for that? And so then, yes, having a shop that works for you and make sure that your car's fixed properly and the right way and that reviews the OEM or factory standards and how to repair a car is very important. So with all the calibrations these days and all electronics, it's more important today than it's ever been. And we're seeing a lot of, you know, insurance companies either willing to or not willing to pay for certain things that absolutely need to be done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and maybe they do it intentionally. And in some cases, so much of it's really new.
And they don't know any better.
So you got to educate. Like you do anybody, you get a new adjuster, you've got to educate them on what actually needs to be done. Do they leverage the fact that they're new people, don't know much? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But it's our job to make sure that we teach and educate and get paid for what needs to be done and do what needs to be done to do it right. So, you know, it's challenging. The industry's challenging as a whole. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned we take a little bit longer while to do anything, right?
Yeah.
It takes a lot. There's a lot of research that has to be done on every repair. That could take a few days. And then to put a full repair plan together and then have that approved by the insurance company can take multiple attempts.
And then execute.
It's approved, fixing the car for most people 3 or 4 days. But to get to the point where you can start to fix the car is where all the work's done in a shop that's working for you, right, in your best interest.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shops you can take that one estimate and they'll just blow it out. I mean, call it a flat rater. They're just banging it out. You get it out as quick as possible, get the next one. And there's a big difference between somebody that does that and somebody that is really taking, like, I think more of a holistic approach to making sure the car is repaired. They're down to millimeters on stuff. You have a little bit of damage, but you just can't see all of it. So 602-277-5827 is 602-277-5827. Whether it's a body shop question, a mechanical question, or anything, we've got the experts here.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.com. Net.
Bunker to Bunker, the golf show, invites you to join them on Saturday, August 16th, for their next two-person scramble at Talking Stick Golf Club. Come celebrate the last days of summer with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, a big raffle, and prizes, all for just $139. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting St. Mary's Food Bank. Open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurt's, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, if your car hurts, take it to Kurt's.
To Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we've got a couple calls coming in and plenty more open lines at 602-277-5827. We're a bit unique day today in the sense that we're usually talking, we're always going to talk about the mechanical part of the car. That's what I specialize in, the brakes and the engines and the chassis work and stuff like that. But we've got one of our great body shops in Orlando Auto Body, locations around the Valley, Phoenix and East Valley. And so we've got Shane in here with us to help with any body shop questions you might have. And got a couple calls coming in that we're going to get to momentarily. And then, again, open line 602-277-5827. Shane, real quick, there's a myth out there. And even one of my guys recently, one of my technicians who's in the industry, had an accident. And he says, Matt, I said, where are you going to take it? I've got the guy for you. No, they told me I have to go here. That's not true. Let's just quickly brush on that. It's your car. You decide where to go to get your car fixed, correct?
Yeah, you pay your insurance to indemnify you from any loss resulting from an accident. And that's really their job. In the last 40 years, they've gone from doing that to telling shops how to fix cars and what they can and can't do. And that's everywhere. It's in the medical field.
Of course.
In the collision industry. It's in the auto extended warranties for auto mechanics. We talked at breakfast. Some of the stuff that you deal with is no different than what we
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And no, absolutely. And as I mentioned at breakfast, really what you should be doing, whether it's us or somebody else, is looking at a shop's reviews. We all warranty every car. So when the insurance company tells you if you use our people, you have a lifetime warranty. Well, if you ever have to use that warranty, you take it to the shop that they told you to fix it.
Yeah, the insurance company's really
they don't
standard.
Technically have the warranty. It's
right.
The shop that you take it to. So if you called any shop in town, whether you have a wreck or not, and ask them what their warranty is, it's a lifetime warranty. Now, that means nothing if they've been around for 6 months, maybe more so if they've been around for 30 years, and then even more so if they've got great reviews versus bad reviews. So whether you use our shop or any shop, you want to be reviewing, interviewing a location shop, maybe close to you, maybe not, maybe it's worth the drive, but that's going to be around, going to take care of what they do, check their reviews, and they ultimately work for you and the safety and of your vehicle and then repairing your vehicle back to factory standards. That's one of the most important things. There's so many things that go into a repair these days, and cars are not just cars anymore. They're a driving computer.
Yeah, it's a PC. It's
unbelievable.
It's technology. So
we've got guys that come in, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got people that come in and they drive into a parking garage and the car stops. Well, their calibrations weren't done correctly at whatever shop they went to, whether it be intentionally or unintentionally. I mean, we make mistakes, too, but it's aimed up at the sky, and it catches the roof of a parking garage, and you're stuck.
Thinks there's a collision or something,
That's one example, but it's not even such an extreme example. But there's lots of those, and you got to make sure they're fixed right.
But the bottom line is you get to take your car where you want to take it. The insurance company can give you some suggestions, but do your homework is the bottom line. Well, we're going to get to Michael in Phoenix. Michael's driving a 2025 Honda Civic. I doubt it has a mechanical problem, but what's going on, Michael?
Yeah, I had a question about my car. I have a 25 Honda Civic Sport, that I took it in for the, because I have stress cracks. I did my oil change, and I was a little concerned when I put the oil filter on and noticed that there was some stress cracks, like lines going around the oil filter housing. And was going to see how pertinent that is to get that looked at.
Well, so who you did the oil change on the car, or the dealer, or somebody else did the oil change?
Yeah, I did the oil change on the car.
You did the oil change yourself. I doubt that there's stress cracks. What you might be seeing, if there was stress crack, well, it's not as the oil filter housing is not a stressed member of the engine or anything like that. So I probably would suggest what you're looking at, absent any kind of leak or anything, is that you'd be looking at a casting mark in a piece of the block or the oil filter housing or whatever it is. Highly unlikely that there's any stress cracks.
Okay.
Yeah, just something, I mean, maybe, you know, 2025 car, it's great that you know, if you want to do those services yourself, people enjoy working on their car, just like waxing them or polishing and doing the wash and certainly doing your own oil change. But I would also suggest on a new car like that, that you do get that back into the dealer at least a couple times for a service, because those are the kind of things they're going to look at. That's almost no different than if I replace the engine in the car at a shop. We want that thing back in a month or so we can give it a good look over. And you get that. That's not why Honda wants you to bring it to them for an oil change, but that comes along with that territory. They're going to have a chance to review that, look at that car. If they see something abnormal, they're going to want to fix it because they get paid to fix that stuff under warranty. But I don't think you have a problem at all with that, Michael. But a 2025 car, that is one that's got lots of cameras and lots of lane avoidance and driver assist, and that stuff is important to have repaired if you ever do have a collision, and I think it maybe needs some maintenance once in a while. We can talk about that with Shane here in a little bit. But we've got, I cannot read today. That's a John. John in Phoenix, 2014 Dodge Grand Caravan. What's going on with your caravan today, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I've got the Pentastar Kick, and it hasn't thrown a check engine light yet. It's been doing it for a couple of years. The car runs fine otherwise. Now I'm about to take it through emissions, and feel like tomorrow the check engine light comes on. Can I just run this for the next 2 years into the ground and not have to worry about doing any further damage to the engine due to that Pentastar Kick?
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, part of that doesn't make sense, though. I don't know what you said about the emissions. The check engine light is off right now, you said?
Yeah, it is off. So from what I understand, it when it gets bad enough, it should throw a code for, like, a misfire.
Yeah. So if it'll pass emissions, yeah, but you said one key word, then I can drive it into the ground. Why drive it into the ground?
I don't know if it's got a...
Go ahead.
It's got 170 on it. I don't know if I want to spend $3,000 to repair it.
Yeah, but I'm not. I mean, we do a lot of those in my shop, but I'm not so familiar with the exact cost and repair of it. But I think sometimes that's the problem. People, you know, there is a Chrysler Tick, there's the Pentastar Tick, there's the Chevy Tick. But if you fix them first, it's not always $3,000. You don't have to wait for the camshaft to get destroyed or for the lifter to fail. The time to check that out, you know, if you can get it to a shop and identify which cylinder is making the noise, we can get in there and replace a couple tappets or, you know, lifters is what they might be commonly called before there's a larger problem. So I hear a lot of people say that I can just drive it into the ground, but man, there's just really no reason to do that. You can get ahead of that and then not have to worry about that. So yeah, I mean, I would encourage you to definitely get it through emissions, but I don't think that car, depending on which bank of the cylinder it's on, I don't think it's that terrible of a job to get the valve cover off, to get a look in there and find out exactly what's going on. You know, and if you have a regular relationship with a shop, you could certainly ask them, say, guys, I'm thinking about this. What does it take to make that repair? What do we have to do in order to, to do that? Should I do that rather than let it tick? I mean, we had a customer with an Audi. Tick, 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 turned into a click, click, click that turned into a bent valve. And we could have fixed it way ahead of time for significantly less money and not had that catastrophic failure. So I just don't like to hear people say I can run it into the ground, because most of the time there's just no reason to. So thanks for the call, John. Lynn, we got Lynn and Levine. Too bad she's not driving a Lotus. Lynn from Levine with a Lotus, but she's really driving a Nissan Sentra. What's going on, Lynn?
I think it's a hoopty these days.
Right?
Yes, I had a question because I just switched out my ABS sensors, and now my speedometer and odometer don't work.
Okay. Well, one of those is connected to one of those. Why did you change the ABS sensors? Okay. And are you talking about the wheel speed sensors?
Yeah.
And the speedometer and everything was working prior to that?
Correct.
Why did we replace those pieces?
Why did we?
Yeah. Were we trying to...
Because the ABS light thing came on.
Okay. And now the ABS light is off, but the odometer does not... Or the speedometer and odometer don't work?
Nope, the ABS light is staying on.
Still staying on. Okay. Well, there's a great example of having a diagnostic process run and having the car looked over. So there's going to be some sort of fault code in the system. And, yeah, the wheel speed sensors, the way that system works is there's a wheel speed sensor at each wheel for the anti-lock brakes. The car has to know how fast each wheel is traveling. If one of them is skidding, it can recognize that and release the brake on that side. And I'm not – on your car, I'm not sure if the odometer or speedometer – takes the reading from the left wheel speed sensor, or if it takes it from the transmission output. I'm not 100% sure, but we need to get that diagnosed. That's all tied together. They may use different control modules, but the root is the wheel speed sensors are still going to the computer systems, and then there might go out to a transmission control module that controls the speedometer. It might go to the PCM or the powertrain control module that controls the speedometer, but they're getting they're getting sensor inputs from multiple places. So that's the thing. You're just going to have to get that checked out. I mean, I don't know that we have shops in Levine, but down there in that Goodyear area, you might be looking at somebody like Champs Family Automotive. They can take care of that. That's something that you'll spend some money on some diagnosis, but it's going to be worth it because you're not going to waste money on parts. So, Shane, we've got to take a quick break. We've got Orlando Auto Body in with us today. So any of your body shop questions, and we'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Jameson Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
The reason Orlando Auto Body has been trusted for over 35 years is we're not just a body shop. We're a certified collision repair center, trained by the manufacturers themselves. That means safer repairs, better results, and a lifetime warranty. We offer deductible assistance and expert color matching, and we work with all major insurance companies. I'm Shane Orlando, and our family is proud to serve the Valley. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Rayanne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. Eyes on Education.
Well, for children with disabilities, equine therapy works to improve social skills, which can help in the classroom by using a horse's movement to build on skills like emotional regulation and self-confidence.
Manes and Miracles is an equine therapy program that provides programming for children with disabilities like autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, and more. Rebecca Thompson is a certified therapist instructor, explaining how one of her students was impacted by the program.
He had more confidence when doing homework and talking about his feelings, being able to express what he was feeling. They weren't expecting that, but that was a huge benefit from doing our sessions, was that he was able to express himself better.
Equine therapy is included in Arizona's ESA handbook as approved for purchase for any child with a disability using that funding. Shira Tanzer, KTAR News.
Local nonprofit Chicanos Por La Causa is helping to upskill young workers with their youth build program for people between the ages of 17 and 24 who are looking to earn their GED. The program was created with nearly $2 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Labor. Itzel Barajas with CPLC says that those enrolled can also access case management and even get paid while they're in the program. You can learn more at cplc.org. Let's go and check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash 7th Avenue. It's going to be just north of Southern Avenue. Also look out for southbound Loop 101 Pima Freeway to be closed this entire weekend from Princess Drive all the way to Shea Boulevard. That'll be back open 5 a.m. Monday morning. Extreme heat warning from the National Weather Service in effect till at least 8 o'clock tonight, but the extreme heat is not going away. 113 your forecast high today, 112 tomorrow, 111 Monday. Temperatures anywhere from 113 to 116 for Tuesday through Friday of next week. It is 102 now in Gilbert. Weather brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Mike Broomhead sits down with some of the most interesting people who happen to live in our great state on the Amazing Arizonans podcast.
This is surreal for me. Someone from my youth. I'm talking with the one and only young MC.
Download Amazing Arizonans before you hit the road this summer.
Former Maricopa County Supervisor Clint Hickman. Arizona Sports Authority Jody Jackson.
Download Amazing Arizonans for your summer road trips wherever you get your podcasts or check it out on the KTAR YouTube channel. Amazing Arizonans is presented by Resolution Copper.
Old-fashioned service with all the latest in modern technology. It's not a dream. It's what they do at Import Car Specialists. Conveniently located in the Biltmore area, right off the 51 at Indian School. The expert team at Import Car Specialists look forward to solving all of your import service needs. So bring in your classics, that old Triumph, Alfa Romeo, or maybe your new BMW, Mercedes, or Audi. They can take care of all of it for you. Check them out today at importcarspecialists.com.
Experience, over 47 years worth to be exact. Campus Body Salon has been taking the stress out of collision repair since 1973. From Mercedes to Ford and from BMW to Toyota, we do it all. Hi, this is Leo Petrozella. I invite you to check out why so many of our friends and neighbors depend on us for honest, reliable, and expert collision repair. Check out our customer reviews and testimonials at Google, CarWise.com, and CampusBodySalon.com. Campus Body Salon, the best care in collision repair.
Hi, I'm Brett, a retired firefighter, paramedic, and an avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust. A fellow firefighter recommended Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, so I gave them a try. I'm not a car guy, but H&I made everything easy. They're transparent, communicate clearly, and stand behind their work. Now, my whole family are raving fans. With full and honest diagnostics and integrity in every visit, you'll see why. Check out their five-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
It's your car's favorite show, Bumper to Bumper.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, and I'm here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to talk about your car. It's, again, it's whatever you want to talk about. It's a lot of time mechanical repairs. Today we've got Shane from Orlando Auto Body in here, Shane Orlando, and we're talking about body work. You know, body work's great. You need to get a fender painted. You need to get a paintless dent repair done. That's all great. That's fun money to do. You want your car to look good. But when things all go haywire and go to hell is when you have a wreck. You have an accident. And then even I had a little fender bender not too long ago, but my adrenaline gets jacked up a little bit. And then you kind of, I don't know what to do. What do I do? That's when you need, as long as nobody's hurt. Somebody's hurt, you got to deal with that. But I would suggest that the overwhelming majority of the time, people aren't really hurt. We might have got a little crick in our neck or something like that. But it's important to know when you get in that accident, again, we talked about this a little bit, but Shane, you're in control of where your car goes. And so what happens? You get in a wreck, everything goes crazy. If you can get the car out of the street, get it out of the street. Get it into the parking lot at Safeway or the grocery store or whatever it is out of the way. But then, Shane, what happens typically? I mean, the city tow truck comes, and then what?
Yeah, well, tow companies contract with the cities to be on their list to tow cars, and that's great. Most of those are at zero cost to the consumer. Consumers don't know that, but if you tell them where your car, whether it be back to your house or to the nearest shop, that's supposed to be free. There's a lot of pressure in those moments, especially if there's traffic jammed up, and if a tow truck shows up, they're going to try and get it off the street, and they may or may not follow those guidelines. And so knowing your rights in those situations is a big deal. But you know, if like you said, if the car's even somewhat drivable and you get it off out of the traffic yourself, you can control, you know, you call a shop if you have a relationship with them, and they'll send a tow truck, and you know, and there's a lot of cases the car goes to a tow yard that you're not familiar with, and then they make you come show proof of registration and ID, and they make it fairly difficult to release
the
car.
It's a hassle, yeah.
It's a real hassle.
I used to have tow trucks, and I never did contract towing like that, but we did, like, for Geico, the retos, and the tow yard, so it Shane said, is there's a bid process, and what they figured out, they would go, I mean, logic tells you, economic tells you, you can't work for free, so how are they getting paid? Well, they do a low bid. I've heard of one penny. I've never heard of no cost. They do a penny or $20. You can't even roll a tow truck 5 miles for $20 or anything like that. But what they do, so what has to happen, the economics, the model of that is, they have to hold your car storage because they get paid for storage fees, and then they get paid to re-tow the car. So that's to tow it from the yard, and that's not regulated at all. So they can charge whatever they want. The going rate for that tow might be $200, but they charge $450 to do it, and then they make it hard to get your car out because every day that car sits on the lot, they're cha-ching, they're pulling that handle on the cash register one more time. So I guess the moral of that story, what I want to say, when you're in control, not only are you in control of where the car goes, what body shop it goes to, you're in control of who tows it. If it's blocking traffic, the cop, the police department, their number one priority is to clear the traffic and get traffic moving. Absolutely. And make sure everybody's safe. But other than that, you tell that tow truck where to go. Take it to your house. Oh, well, the driver might say, well, the HOA is going to complain. Tough luck. They can live with it for 24 hours because you're going to spend way more than that trying to figure out how the heck to get that car to your body shop of choice.
And in the break, you guys said to be proactive and keep the information in your glove box.
Well, that too, yeah. I mean, I know who I'm going to call. I've got my contacts. I've got that. I'm in the industry. But for the average person, and we got to get to some phones, by the way, Ron, Greg, Aubrey, and one coming in. But what the thing I want to get across to you, be prepared. So go to bumpertobumperradio.com and print out the body shop page from Orlando and stuff that in the glove box right next to your insurance. So if you do have that unfortunate accident and you need it, you're not tripping out. You're not out of your tree. You know, hey, okay, I can call them. They're open. They've got a tow truck that'll come get me. That's going to cut that repair time a week, probably.
Absolutely. It definitely does that. Yeah. And of course, you know, not that tow yards aren't safe, but the car is at a facility locked behind a gate on a concrete parking lot.
Maybe.
Versus a parking lot, you know.
Yeah, it might be in the gravel or who knows.
And more importantly, the repairs can start immediately, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The estimate process, negotiations.
I never thought about the repair time right until right now. I've always thought about protecting the car from the tow yard, but it takes a week if it makes it to the tow yard. So let's get after some phone calls here. I think Gregory gets the record for being on hold and being patient. 2006 Chrysler SRT8. What's going on? Do you have a tick in that one? We heard about the Chrysler tick on the Pentastar tick, but what about that Hemi?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's got one just by default because of the Hemi tick, like you're saying. But I'm actually was kind of calling because you had Shane in there. I was curious about fender rolling. I've got some 315 size tires on the rear, and they're hitting the wheel wells a little bit. And I was just wondering what's the best way to go about, you know, rolling those or what to do to make it so their tires aren't getting cut.
Well, that's absolutely something somebody, you know, companies do. I do see a lot of wheel and tire companies that will have the equipment to do that properly. It's, you know, not something we do regularly. We have done it for people. And depending on the extent in which you need that done, there may or may not be some body work and paint work that needs to be done. But I am seeing more and more wheel and tire shops adding that to a list of things they will provide for people. So, you know, I don't know where you bought your wheels, and maybe it's factory wheels and you just got bigger tires. But Wheel Specialist, I think, in Tempe does some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, if it needs to be modified more than that, we're happy to help.
Yeah, and I think for people that so Greg, I hope that helped you. And a lot of people, what's fender rolling? So, you know, you take a sports car and you lower it a little bit, or you stick some bigger tires on it, and the tires have got to clear. We don't want to flare the fender, so it's just rolling that little edge so it doesn't cut. But you got to be careful. You stretch that paint too much, or you get a chip in there. And I'll give a little shout out. You're out in Gilbert, but Ace Performance Automotive. They do a lot of tires and wheels and engine packages.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean is somebody to reach out to, maybe at Ace Performance Auto. They do a good job on that kind of stuff, so that might help you. So thanks for that call, Gregory, and hopefully get your hot rod going. You can keep those meats and keep from leaving the smoke trail behind those big old tires. So let's get to Ron in Tempe. Ron in Tempe's got another one that's close there, Dodge Challenger. What's going on with your Challenger?
Yelling. How are we doing today?
Fantastic.
Good.
How about you?
Good morning.
Quick question on insurance companies today. I took possession of, purchased a 21 Challenger Super Stock that also has the Hennessy performance mods done to it. Mm-hmm. And the previous owner, it just turned 3,000 miles. The previous owner ran into the back of somebody on an LA freeway, didn't do a lot of damage to it. I've got photos of the car, of every angle. The shop I bought it from, he buys them from auction. You guys are very familiar with those auctions. And he put it back together. The car is flawless. Why did the insurance company total this thing? Neither he nor I can figure out why, because it had very minimal damage.
I can share. I mean, I have to see the car. And in some cases, a brand new car with very limited mileage on it, right? Hard to bring it back to factory standards when it had 800 miles, 700 miles. I don't know how many miles it had on it when the accident.
Yeah, it had. I got three now, and it had about 1,900 or so when that happened. So maybe we're one of the previous owner. I've spoken to him in California. Maybe the previous owner just forced it. I don't know. We're just curious about it. Both,
you know,
shop and I are both curious. This car is awesome and it's flawless.
What I would do is I would get to the, try and find out if you talk to the owner, find out what body shop he took it to and see if you can get what do they call it these days? There's a sheet, write a sheet on it. See what they actually estimated.
I've got that. The shop, he bought it from auction. And the shop is actually in the Midwest. This is the second Challenger I bought from him because he specializes in these things. He's really good with them.
Well, how much was the estimate then?
I just pull out the paperwork.
Okay.
I think he fudged that a little bit.
You know, it could have been
I don't know the original shop they might have looked at. Like I say, I went to an auction in California, and he bought it from the auction, and he put it back together. And I just... I drive it almost every day, and just like I say, the car is flawless.
This is a prime example, and maybe you scored, but Shane, we got to take a quick break, but we talked about it. We can come back to it maybe after the break. You can't see. That's what I was going to ask you. Was that car put up on a frame machine and a laser liner? I mean, I saw a story about a Corvette. The thing was totaled. Nobody knew why. This guy got it because he thought it was a great deal. Then once they got it up on the rack, they found out the tub was broken. Car's destroyed, technically. Mm-hmm. Can't be fixed. So the insurance company totals them for a reason. Sometimes they could have been fixed. Maybe not. That's arguable. But that would be an interesting one to know. Something happened to that car. They didn't just write a big fat check for no reason. So Aubrey, Terry, and Eric, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper Radio.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando. After an accident, your safety matters. At Orlando Auto Body, we make sure your vehicle is repaired the right way. We're certified by top manufacturers, use precision color matching, and stand behind our work with a lifetime warranty. We'll even help you with your deductible and work with all major insurance companies. Family owned and operated here in the Valley for over 35 years. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Bunker to Bunker, the Golf Show, invites you to join them on Saturday, August 16th, for their next two-person scramble at Talking Stick Golf Club. Come celebrate the last days of summer with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, a big raffle, and prizes, all for just $139. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting St. Mary's Food Bank. Open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited, so register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests with a family-style environment. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen. We're going to get to some calls here. And we're going to talk towards the end of the show. You're going to want to stick around about diminished value. And what is that? If you have an accident or you've recently had an accident that was not your fault, we're going to talk about how you get to recover some more of your money that's owed to you because somebody else damaged your car. And that's called diminished value. And Shane knows a lot about that and can Absolutely. Help you with that. We deal with that all the time. So Aubrey's going to be first, and it's going to be Terry, and then it's going to be Eric. And Aubrey's out in Surprise, 2017 Hyundai Tucson Sport. What's up today, Aubrey?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you.
I am having a problem with my air conditioner. It all of a sudden just stopped blowing cold air. And I am looking for recommendations of either somewhere that can do like a hands-on diagnostic for free or low cost and also somewhere that's honest.
Well, you've heard good, fast, and cheap, right? Pick two.
Yes.
So a low cost or free diagnosis that's honest. Those two typically, I'll be cynical, don't go together.
Okay.
So tell me more about your air conditioner because, you know, it takes real equipment and it takes time to figure these things out. So people that are doing work for free up front, typically they're banking on selling you something later. So I had somebody call me today or at the shop this week, said, do you do free diagnosis? A lot of people do. I said, no, they don't. They just charge you more for the repair. So let's talk about that air conditioner problem, though. Tell me what's happening.
So a few days ago, I was at a stoplight, and the air started blowing warm air, and I was going, what the heck? But then I started driving, and it was really cold again. It kind of did that for a couple days, and I was being a cheapskate and didn't know, and so I didn't go and buy a, like, a refiller, like a Freon refiller.
That's not being cheap, Aubrey. I'm going to cut you off. That's being smart. Don't ever use that stuff. So, okay.
Okay. I was worried because I feel like maybe I ran out of Freon, and because now it's just blowing completely hot air. And I did end up going and buying one of those and hooking it on, but it wouldn't take any of it. It just goes directly to the red. The gauge just shoots right into the red.
Yeah, because you've got too much pressure. So I'm going to tell you what I think was happening with your car and what could have happened, and then you can at least take this to the shop and tell them what I told you or what has happened. And that's what we want to do. We want to help you communicate with the shop. So
yes.
And this happens a lot, so I'll do a little bit of question, and we're going to teach everybody something here. So when you're driving down the road at 55 miles an hour, you have an abundance of air rushing over that radiator. When you're sitting stopped at the stoplight or you get off the off-ramp, there's no more air blowing over the radiator. So that requires an electric radiator fan and an electric condenser fan. The car has to move air to dissipate heat off the radiator and off the air conditioning condenser of the car. So when you stop, when you were cruising down the road, you had all that airflow dissipating the heat. When you came to the stop, you no longer have that airflow. Did you ever notice the temperature of the engine rising at all or getting warm?
No, that has not moved at all.
Okay, good. So that tells me that that car, because I don't know every car off the top of my head, that car probably has two fans. It has one for the condenser that runs just when you turn the AC on, and it has one for the radiator that runs when the radiator or when the AC is on or when the temperature reaches the amount, like 220 degrees or whatever the car is programmed to turn that on. So I think what has happened is your cooling fan, your condenser fan, appears to have stopped working. And then what also could have happened, did you ever see any smoke looking or any vapors coming out from underneath the hood?
No.
No? Okay. What I was going to suspect happens when the fan stopped working, the high pressure got really high, and sometimes that will vent off. There's a relief valve. But the fact that you hooked up the can and it wouldn't take any, that kind of tells me the system is full or the compressor wasn't turning on in the first place. So as much as you may not
want... So could the compressor be bad altogether?
Could be, but that's not likely the problem because it was blowing cold, and then it stopped blowing cold when you parked or when you got into traffic, and then it blew cold again. So that tells me the compressor's working. The system has the ability to make cold air. It just is not, it's missing one component of airflow or being commanded differently. So as much as you may not want to pay for a test, it's worth it because some, you know, you might have the shade tree friend, oh gosh, I think it's the compressor. Boom, you throw a compressor on it, still not fixed. Boom, I do this, still not fixed.
Yeah, so now the reason why I went and bought the Freon can was because now it will not blow cold air at all. It blows air, but it's hot air.
Yeah, and that's probably because the compressor is not coming on anymore. So you could have lost a little pressure through the high side discharge if the fan quit working. And then there's a low pressure switch that won't allow the compressor to come on anymore. So I would get over. You're in surprise. Go to Champs Family Automotive, give them a call, have them take a look at it. I think we're not going to find that we have an air conditioning problem per se with the air conditioner. I'm going to bet my money. I say it here once in a while. I go to the craps table every now and again. If there's a little square, I'm putting my chip on the thing that says condenser fan or radiator fan. You might need a service too. It is 7 or 8 years old, but that's where I'm leaning. So do that, and I think you will thank yourself for doing that later, for not just throwing parts at the car. So be careful out there. You know, again, you got to remember, people don't work for free. Just basic laws of economics. We can't work for free, so somebody's got to make it up somewhere. Eric in Sunny Slope, 2003 Buick. What's going on with your Regal today?
Yes, hi. How's it going?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I did a tranny servicer about 3 years ago when I bought the car, did the filter in the transmission fluid, and now the other day it kicked up a PO742 code. Okay. And it's like locked in first gear.
P0742. What's the definition of the code? Do you know?
Torque converter, clutch circuit.
It's failing to disengage. So does it? Yeah, it's a pretty common problem in those old. Well, that's not an older. Well, it is a little older. I remember the old T125 transmission. So it probably feels when you're coming to a stoplight. Does it feel like the manual transmission car where you didn't step on the clutch? Or no?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So what's happening, that's really what's happened. The torque converter locks the engine to the transmission, basically. So the torque converter turns on at a higher speed, engages once you're to a cruise speed. And then if it does not disengage, that's what sets that code. So you could have just a simple problem with the torque converter circuit with the switch being stuck on, or you could have a problem, in the transmission itself. But that's something that needs to be diagnosed. I'd check out automatic transmission exchange over in Sunny Slope. They're over 44th Street in Thomas, 44th Street in Washington, been around a long time, and that's something that you don't need a transmission overhaul. You can just get that in, and they can do a targeted repair. It may not even be internal on the transmission, but again, that's the diagnostic portion of the air conditioning problem on the other car. It's really worth carrying. We had a gentleman last week talking about, he said, all this money, fuel pumps, all kinds of stuff, and the car's not
still
fixed.
Still doing the thing, yeah.
So trust me, you're going to save some money. So, Shane, we're up, man. We're getting down to the end here, but let's give him a minute and 30 seconds about diminished value. I'll tell you what it is, then Shane will talk about it. Diminished value is if your car gets wrecked and it's not your fault, in theory and really in actuality, if my brand new car or my used car now 5 years down the road is sitting right next to your used car down the road, everything is the same except I've had an accident and you haven't, my car is worth less money now. That's a diminished value. Shane, how do people recover that? How do you help with that?
Well, to touch on that, you're absolutely right. You have more diminished value on a newer car than you do an older car, so it kind of diminishes over time the amount mm-hmm. that you can collect on that. Most people don't know that. It is third-party claims, right? You have to have been hit by somebody. You can't have diminished value on a car you wrecked yourself.
Right.
You're assuming
that. It has to be somebody else's fault, right?
Right. You wrecked it. You caused that value loss and you're not entitled to recoup it. But if you've been in a collision, it wasn't your fault. We can help. And so there's a number of things that have to happen. You get the car repaired, you look at the dollar amount assessed by that. With the advent of Carfax, everybody and anybody knows now that you've been in a wreck. Worse than that, they know if you look, if you've even had an estimate done, mm-hmm. which is really sad. That means you never even fixed it. You were thinking about fixing it. You might have a scratch on your bumper. It's $1,200. That may diminish the value, even though it was a scratch. So those are things you have to kind of weed through. But on a collision, you're entitled to it. We help you for that. So
yeah. So if you have a wreck and it's not your fault, remember to ask about the diminished value. After your car is fixed, they do a reappraisal and we get that money back for you. Shane Orlando, thanks for coming in. We are finished. We're out of time. And remember, Orlando Auto Body, you're going to have an accident. And when you do, you want to go to Orlando.